so we can go right into our liturgical moment of the day. And today we're talking about the Kyrie. And so the Kyrie shows up in almost every single worship service that we do. And it is simply, we say Kyrie because that's the Greek word for Lord. And so it's the beginning of Lord have mercy. And this is actually one of those great prayers for when you don't know what else to say. When something horrific has happened, when something great has happened, and you're just kind of sitting there and you're like, how should I pray about this? What should I say to, maybe even what should I say to the person who has just suffered this or who is celebrating? Like, what should I say? And Lord have mercy is a great thing to say because it recognizes, especially in those bad situations, that something bad has happened. And we are asking the Lord to have mercy in that situation. And we aren't getting specific about what that mercy looks like or anything like that. And ultimately, this all comes back to, this was the phrase that people would use when the triumphant king was coming back from a victory, and the people would gather around him and they would call out, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. And in some ways, it's kind of, Lord, share with us your victory. Share with us the glory that you have earned. And that's really what we're asking for, because that's what we're asking for Jesus, or from Jesus, whenever we're asking anything from him. So I would encourage you to kind of try and take that prayer and use it as your own. It's a really nice, simple one, an easy one to remember, and it's super short, too, so that's helpful as well sometimes.